everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled Moments of Beauty. Now here's Darlene.
I used to wonder why every Christmas day we took a picture of the family sitting around the table, for some of those pictures seemed to look very similar. It was always a bit of a challenge to get everyone seated at the same time for the picture without the food getting cold, but it was part of our Christmas ritual. Now I know how important it was, for the time has come when all four of our parents are with the Lord, and our babies have grown up and have their own babies. As the old song goes, we have these moments to remember. When I see breathtaking beauty or sense a poignant moment, whether it's the birth of a baby or a dazzling sunset, strangely enough, I have ambivalent feelings. I feel awe, wonder, and joy, and at the same time, I feel pain. I think it's because I know I cannot hold on to that beauty that I'm seeing. It's as if I want to reach out my hands and capture it and hold tight forever, but I know I can't. No doubt this is why we've all helped Kodak become a blue-chip stock, and why our continent may eventually sink under the weight of the photos we all have in our closets. I believe, though I really can't prove it from Scripture, that in heaven we will no longer have ambivalent feelings when we see beauty, because there beauty will never fade. Heaven will be perfect, and so will we. Peter tells us we have an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. Made in God's image, we can comprehend perfection now, but living in a sinful world, we cannot hold on to it. Praise God, we have a Savior who is perfect. Find rest and joy and peace in Him, for He is all that we long for in beauty and significance, and He will never change.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.